Gary Cleese's there today. It's going to find all the winners for us. As Jim said, a good three, but a packed around the 600. We're a little bit damper, but the stewards will have a look and make up their mind. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that little damp patch around there because this wind is really, really kicking in here. So whatever little bit of water's here, it'll dry up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Burned off a couple of patches there with the frost on, but other than that, plenty of grass on it and looks good. Nice, tidy little meeting, Sean.
Bit of rain. It won't take long before it'll all green up, will it?
Oh, Sean, I tell you what, driving up here, I come up through the mountains and that, and look, it is just brown and... They want rain bad, and we want rain bad right on the coast. But anyway, we can't do much about it. We were complaining when all the wet weather, we were losing race meetings. We're not losing race meetings, so that's a big thing, mate.
Righty. Now, the first today is a maiden. It's a full field. Now, three lap, luck 350, one.com.au 420, 8 St Element 440. For the Equinator is $6, two Giggling Whispers 13, along with six Lady Katie, 10 Calamity Mo 15. 9, One More Prince, 19, 7 Monster High, 21, and 5 Firestorm Fury, 34.
Yeah, not an overstrong maiden, Sean. 3, 8, 4, and 1. I'm with 3 lap luck. I mean, if he's going to win one, this is his chance. He's had 16 goes and been placed 3. Placed at Tamworth 3 runs ago. I thought he was a little bit ordinary at Tamworth 2 runs ago, and I thought he was a little bit ordinary at Tuncurry in the run home. But he gets 56 kilos on his back, and he drops 3, and he's back to a lot easier maiden than what he's contested his last two. So I've got him on top. I could easily change when they come in the mounting out as the 8th St Element. She was formerly trained by Barry Lockwood. She's now in the Paddy Cunningham stable. She has had 6 starts and she's never been placed in all 6 runs. But with him saying that, she ran 7th at Doomin in a maiden, beaten 7 of 6 horses come out of it. She went to Ipswich where 3 winners have come out of beaten 7. She went to the Sunshine Coast in a 1,400 metre maiden, beaten 1.6. And 7 horses have come out of the race to win. And I saw her at Grafton 2 runs ago prior to the break behind Arlington Heights. She was beaten 3 lengths and 5 horses have come out of it to win. If she's anywhere near right without a trial, I could easily change in the mounting yard. For the Equinator, he's a former Victorian. He had 2 goes in Victoria at Cranbourne and Beansdale. He didn't show up. He didn't show up first up at Inverell. He was pretty plain his next run at Tamworth. But I didn't mind his run here the other day, beating 3.6 behind Charming Charlie. So he's on the improve. Well, like I said, it's not an overstrong maiden. And he's got to give the top of your chance, .com.au. He has had 7 goes and he's got 7 duck eggs beside him. But he was only beaten a couple of lengths 2 runs ago behind Syra. And it's come out to win a Class 1 at Grafton last Thursday. And he gets the 1 gate. So I'm going to include him around the multiples. But I've got the 3 on top at the moment. But I could easily change his St Element. Looks good and done a bit of work. So 3, 8, 4, and 1 for me in race 1.
All right. Now, race 2, 11, Shape of You. 16, Drop Your Bundle. 17, Josie Saga out. Now, 5, Sabag, 175. Fair gap then to 12, Snippet Assured at 750. 4, Mr. McRae at 8. 13, Solar Storm, 850. 1, Marikawa at 950. Then a big gap to 9, My Boy Fred. 14, Vindicated, 16. Number 8, Interferonica is 18, 6 B5 Unicorn 31 with 10 Sag and Star. Then we've got 2 Yummy Yummy at 41 and 15 Liberty Mac, 3 Harbour Tricks, 7 Grey Haze, all 71.
Yeah, he looks hard to beat this horse. 5, 13, 1 and 4, so baggy. I mean, he's had 2 runs back. He ran 3rd at Tamworth, 4th first up behind Elmer Hart, beaten 1.5. He went to Gunadari's next and he led and he looked home and a real good maiden in Crimson Sun running down and beating 2.5, but there was probably, I don't know, 3-4 lengths to the third horse. The margin was there. He draws good. He drops a kilo. He's back to an easier maiden. He looks very, very hard to beat. 13 Solar Storm. I wish she'd have drawn a better gate than what she's got. She's got an awkward alley here, 13 gate. 4 wide the trip a couple of runs ago at Grafton in a hot race. Went back to beyond Grey Piranha in a nice strong race, beating 4.7. I mean, we've seen her being placed beyond Leap of Legend and Miss Parkin. 3 and 4 runs ago. That's good enough form to beat this, but the gate just frightens me where she's going to get. I want to have a look at the top weight Marikawa. He's a 4-year-old. He's by Swift Alliance. He's on debut. Toddy Payne's got him. He trialled here 10 days ago, and he runs second in a trial. He was beaten 0.4 of a length. Rage Against won the trial. Probably another 50 metres this fella beats him, and he is a winner of the race. Column Kill run third in the trial, and I think Column Kill's about a 3 or 4 times winner. And he had no idea what he was doing, this guy down the back, until he straightened up and he knuckled down and he found the line hard. So that trial would have dead set brought him along. And for Mr. McRae, he's only likely raced. He's had 2 goes. He ran 6th at Scone on debut. And we saw him in the yard at Moray Cup Day running 5th at 13th behind Roy's Kamani. He was beaten 4.8, but he's a nice horse. He kept working away, and all he can do is improve off that. He's in a very good yard, Peter Sinclair stable, so I reckon he'll strip a bit fitter today. 5-13, 1-4 in race 2.
Right, the third event, 8 Lady Vidya, number 9 Manning Treasure out. Now, number 1, 2 Ducks Arty, 290. 4 Cabello at 390. 3 Bowie's Boy, 440. 2 Rage Against and 5 Dixie Rouge. And also 6 Black Comedy, all 850. 7, 2 and Welgo and 10 Golden Warra, 21.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're seeing a lot of horses from Victoria, a lot of Adelaide horses coming here. Local people are buying them with this real good prize money. Sean of Racing New South Wales have put up, and this is one of them, 2 Ducks Arty. On 1, 4, 3, and 6. I mean, I want to have a look at him, but if he brings that Adelaide form here, 5 runs ago, he went to Morfordville in a 70 rating. He was beaten 4 lengths. He went back to Morfordville again, beaten 3 lengths in a 70 rating. Back to Morfordville again, beaten 4.2. Went to Gawler, beaten 3.5. And he went to Morfordville in a rating 70, beaten 7 lengths. Now, he gets the one gate. He gets a bit of claim for Jackson Murphy. His only win was fresh, and his only win was over 1,050 metres. So, yeah, if he's anywhere near right, that form in Adelaide will hold up here. Paul Cabello, I liked his win at Corindai 2 runs ago. Things didn't go right for him at Suncurry 11 days ago. He was held up on straight, and he never really got a crack at it until a 200-metre mark. He was beaten 3.5. That margin should have been a lot closer. He did have 60 kgs on his back, and today he's drops 5.5 kilos. So he's very, very well weighted. 3 Bowie's Babies coming off a last start win in the maiden. He did a good job to beat Fireworks. That win might have given him a bit of confidence. And 6 Black Comedy. I want to have a look at her. She's had one run back. Damien Lane's got her. Damien's got a couple here today. And this little mare went to Gilgandra. She was 4 and 5 wide the entire trip. She was only beaten 2.8 lengths. And she was entitled to weaken out of it. She didn't. Gets a softer gait and gets a lightweight here today. I reckon she's a player around the multiples. 1, 4, 3, and 6 in race 2.
Now, the next event, race 4, and we put out 1 Malore, 10 Can't Skate. Now, 6 Ledecky, 225. 7 Polsky Lady, 440. 4 Alakai, 6. Number 5 Brins Bella is 7. 11 Roulette Bell is $11. 2 I've Got at 17. 9 Casbleur is 18. 3 Poet's Trick, 8 Hard Earned Thirst, and 12 New Player All 21.
Yeah, good little race here. Oh, I'm 6, 4, 7, and 5. I'm with the 6 Ledecky. Now, Paul Perry's got her. Paul has had it for a while, probably 5, 6 months. She was formerly trained by Jane Clement, which did a magnificent job with her. But, you know, her form's good. She's been on the money 4 out of the last 5 runs, Sean. And she's a winner at Corindai. She came back and run third at Teamwork behind Ewan Davis. She was only beaten 2.2 lengths. She's been here 3 times. She's been placed a couple of times. Robbie Doolan rides. She gets 55.5 on her back. What she got, about 3 kilos coming off that, or 3.5 kilos off that Teamwork run, and draws a soft gate. I like a Ford Alakai. I will say this mare had no luck at Moree on Cup Day behind Sucker. She just never got in there, and it was no fault of Chloe Baker. It was where she drew and where she was pinned out of the gate. But today she gets a lot better, Ellie, and she does go up a lot in weight, and she's not over big. She's up about 5.5 kilos on that run at Moree, but she did cover a lot of ground there. Polsky Lady, now, mate, Jim Jarvis, produced this little mare first up at Darwin at Cup Day. Now, she'd been off the scene 12 months, and I couldn't find a trial for her. Obviously, Jimmy's had given her a little bit of a jump out, but I'll tell you what, he had her wound up to win first up, and she looked like she was going to win halfway down the running. She led, and it was only about the 200-metre mark, 150-metre mark, she just started to knock up. So she goes up in weight, but she'd strip a lot fitter here today, and if she does show the speed like she showed first up at Darwin, she might be one to really run down. And 5 Brienne Bella, I want to have a look at her. She resumes here from an 8-month spell with no trial. She's in the Jane Clement yard, and she's only won 2 out of 20, but both those wins have been first up. So she's first up here without a trial today. And she's never been here, strangely enough. I thought she might have been at this track before, but nevertheless, she's got good first up form. 6-4, 7-5 in race 4.
Now, the next put out 2 Neon Jungle and 3 in Bengal. 1 Spanish Fella, 330. 8 Belontes is 340. 9 The Garrett, 480. 4 Super Cooper, 6. Number 7 Envision, 850. 5 Eyes of Diva, 11. 6 Victory Red, 18. And 10 Elementino, 41.
Yeah, Yeah, I like the toppy here. 1895, and I spoke to Peter Sinclair when he won at Moree. That was his first start for Pete. It was a funny thing. He bought him and thinking that he was an entire, that he could geld him and he might improve him. But when he got into the stables, he found out he was already gelded.
So. No back teeth there.
But I tell you what, he's been with you. Honestly, he was a mile off him down the back. And he about the 200-metre mark, he hooked him out, young Jason Oliver. And boy, oh boy, did he let down. He went smash. And that was 1,200 metres. He gets a small field here today, and he gets 1,400 metres. I mean, the only query is, and I like horses that have been to this track, it's up and down. It's a little bit tricky on times. But if he can bring that win, like he did at Moree, he could take a lot of beating. I've got 8 the danger. Volontes, I thought a twin here last start over Warwick Avenue was good. So if you're looking for horses that can handle the track, only 2 wins have both been here at Armidale, and did get back over the 1,100 metres and did find the line strong and has won over 1,400 metres. So going to be hard to beat. 5 is a diva, draws a gun gate. Really, really good gate for this little mare to get a lovely run in transit. And she's had 2 runs back. She's had 1,000. She's had a 1,280. She's been placed at the 1,400. Her only win was here at the Armidale track. So Leanne Henry will give her a lovely ride from the one gate. And I've got 9 to Garrett. Look, he finds it hard to win, but he's a fit horse. He gets no weight on his back. He can handle all types of track, wet, dry, doesn't matter what it is. So he's got to go around the multiples. 1, 8, 5, and 9 in race 5.
All right, we go to the next event, race 6, and a full field here, the big field, 5 Fashion Model 420, 7 Moonlight Spires, 5 even. Number 6, Maboob, $8. 2, Cavitation at 9. 11, Galicia, $9.50. 1, Curly Mac at 11. 4, Semi Jane, 12, along with 8, Real Blonde. 3, Cocktail Time, 12. Punt on Bernardini, 17. Number 10, Azalin at 18. Now 14, Shatteroo at 21. 9, Gilded Spur at 23. 13, Smart Bet, 51.
Now, I tell you what, this is the best race of the day, and I was just having a look at the topic, Curly Mac. Vanessa McLennan's got him at Grafton. He's 11 times winner, Sean. You don't see horses today around the country that win 11 races. She's done a good, and not only that, she's had him from day dot, and she's done a really good job with him. On with Fashion Model, I'm 5, 1, 3, and 2. I'm just with the mare. I like the mare. The mare was cracking last preparation. We saw her win here last prep. She went to Walker to win on the Cup Carnival, beating Bullet Kid, and he came out and just went bang, bang. She resumed with 3 runs back. She went to Grafton first up behind Haversay, beaten 4.8. Haversay was trained by Liam Birchley, went straight back to Doomin and won 3 on end. Then went to Lismore in a real good race beyond Bon Chevelle, beaten a couple of lengths. And I don't know what happened to her on the Beaumont track 2 weeks ago. She was woeful there. She was 7 for 7. That's not her. She draws a good gate. Gets a bit of claim for CJ Graham. 1,300 metres ideal, and she's 1 for 1 at the track. If you can just put it out of your mind at that last run at the Beaumont track where I couldn't find any excuses in running for her. 1 Curly Mac, he's got to go in. He's a tough campaigner. He's been here to win before. His last 2 runs have been in the Newmarket at Moorloombarra and Balma, so this is certainly an easier assignment. He puts himself into the race. He gets a claim for Carla Doherty. She's 1 on him. She knows him. 3 Cocktail Time. I wanted to have a look at him go around at Moree and the Moree Cup, but that didn't work because he looked enormous in the mounting arm, and he took 2 hops out of the gates and blundered and kicked Matty Padgett right off. But he looked really good, this horse, and he's been here once before and placed. I've got a lot of talent for this horse, 2 Cavitation. I don't think things went quite right for him at Moree on Cup Day first up. He's got a good second up record. I'm not worried about the gate with him because he's also can get back and find the line hard, but I am worried with the 62.5 kilos. But he's a really good horse, this horse, and if he's in striking distance and he can carry the weights, he's one of the horses that are going to be very hard to beat. This is the best race of the day. 5, 1, 3, and 2 for me in race 6, Sean.
Righto, race 7, put out number 10, the Blues, brother. Now 3, Don Pellegrino, 270, 4, Surf Coast at 6, 2, Elegies is 7, along with 5, Crossing Guard. 6, Melted Moments, an $8 pop, 9, Hussein Plaza at 9.50, 1, Evangelist, 11, 11, Mr. Ha, 13, 7, Safety Peak, and 8, Tail Cash, both 26.
I missed the price on 2 Elegies, sure.
Elegies, $7.
Yeah, I like him. On 2.364, this horse is a cracker here. I've seen him here 5 times, and he's won 4 and been placed 1. He's a horse that can win in town. Now, I'm trying to work out these runs. He's had three runs back, and he went to Nanango first up in a 1,600-metre race. So I've never rode at Nanango, but I'm nearly sure it's a sand track. Then he went to Toowoomba, and he was there. He went to Gundawindi, and he ran second there, beaten 1.5. He has never done a thing, this guy, first up, second up, third up. He's had three runs back. He's a really, really good 1,900-metre horse. He's a four-times winner at the 19, and four of those wins have been here at the 1,900-metre mark. Yeah, I like him here today. He's just a different horse when he comes to this track. Three Don Pellegrino. I mean, if you ask the question, could some of these go to town and be placed in Sydney, you'd say probably not. This fella's been placed at Warwick Farm two out of his last five runs, and he is coming off a second at Muswellbrook. He gets a big weight, but certainly if he can bring that city form here, he's going to be hard to beat. Six Mildred Moments, there's nothing of this guy. He's only a little bloke, but he did an enormous job of the winning 10 days ago. He sat three wide the entire trip, came around five wide on the corner, and gave himself a good kick down the running, winning with 59.5 kilos on his back. He drops a kilo and a half. He draws better today. And four Surf Coast, if anyone saw the Stewart's report on him, he just got stood on his head at Tuncurry at the 300-metre mark 11 days ago. We couldn't really get a guide out of him there because he just had no luck down the running. And once he caught that real bad interference, McGurran sat up on him. But he's a former Victorian horse that won at Echuca over 1,400 metres 5 runs ago. And I know Brett Dobson's got an opinion of him, so things might go a lot better for him here today. 2, 3, 6, and 4 for me in the last, Sean.
All right, now what stands out for you today, Gary? Anything?
I like race 2, number 5, Sabag. I think he finds the right maiden. And race 5, number 1, Spanish Fella. He's only got to bring what he did at Moran. I don't know if that was a fluke or not, but he stood on the ground and he went crunch at the 1,200 and he gets to the 1,400 metres today. So race 2, number 5, Sabag. And race 5, number 1, Spanish Fella. Cotty number, Sean, will just go 6, 4, and 7 in the first leg. Shortener up in the next leg with Spanish Fella and 8 Volante. So that's 1 and 8. And then 5, 1, 3, 2 on the third leg. And 2, 3, 6, 4 on the last leg, Sean. So good day. Only the wind's blowing, but the sun is out. And they've got a good track and everything's made. And hopefully Priscilla and I can find some winners, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
And if you can catch up with Margaret Devont.
I want to do that.
One of the loveliest ladies you've ever seen. And Sean, I said to her after I interviewed, she's never had a blood pressure tablet in her life.
Good God.
And one of the healthiest ladies you've ever seen. And she's got a story to tell because they're the unsung heroes, the ladies. Well, she might have been one of the first ladies to get a license.
Mm.
I don't know. But she's been around a long time and a wonderful lady and a great trainer too. So one day you can have a little chin wag.
I certainly will. Yeah, I heard her there yesterday after she won, and I thought, what a beautiful, elegant woman. And she's just, I thought there were some stories there.
There is some stories there, and she's a lady too. And beautiful lady and good on her. Well done. Does it? And that's what keeps her going at her age, is getting up early in the morning looking after her horse.
Well, I put the interview to air. He said, never had asthma, never had blood pressure, never crook. Just gets up and enjoys life. And that's it.
Sean, I'm a little bit over half her age, and I'm on a blood pressure tablet, but she hasn't had one.
Thank God the stewards haven't swabbed me today. All right, mate, we'll hear you later on through the day.
Yeah, champion.
Good on you, guys. See you, Gary Cleasy there.